Over the years and what seems like another life, I traveled over 1,000,000 miles and packed scores of bags. And in the early days, I thought nothing about packing 2 big bags, accompanied by a hefty carry-on and a briefcase. But as flights became increasingly fewer and more crowded, and a surcharge was put on checked bags, I have downsized that I can now travel for a week in a well-packed carry-on. Now, today's readings have something to do with travel and packing and responding to the gospel invitation to journey with Jesus in discipleship, and indeed in your own specific calling in life, because they really are one and the same. Today's gospel is that familiar call and commissioning of the 12 apostles. And in Mark's gospel, this storyline gradually unfolds. Jesus begins his public ministry by inviting 4 fishermen to follow him. And over the time, that number grows. And Jesus then selects 12 from among his many followers and calls them his apostles. And they are to be a close associates with Jesus. And today we see he sends them out in groups of 2, giving them authority to preach repentance, to heal the sick, to exorcise demons in his name. So here we see, my friends, the early stages of the church's primary mission to preach the gospel in the world, to evangelize. Not much has changed over the centuries. Jesus continues to invite us, each one of us sitting here, as baptized Christians, to continue his message and his message in both word and deed. Now, Pope Francis encourages us and reminds us to go forth and be witnesses. He recently tweeted, and I quote, "All of us who are baptized are missionary disciples. We are called to be a living gospel in the world." And the Holy Father reminds us that the church, by her nature, is to go forth and proclaim. And he notes, "Others may learn something about Jesus from watching and listening to us." Someone may learn about Jesus from watching and listening to you. So how do we approach this invitation of discipleship? If we listen to the gospel, Jesus is pretty strict on the conditions for the disciples' travel arrangements. He says, "You are to take nothing on the journey except a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in your belts. You're to wear, however, your sandals, but no second tunic." Jesus wanted them to learn to trust God to care for their needs. Now, as 21st century disciples, what do you pack for your mission in life? Like any prudent traveler, we have to decide, do we not, the essentials for successful, for a comfortable trip. And of course, then what should be left behind? What weighs us down? So we begin with the basic essentials. Hydration. We all are into hydration. We all cling to our water bottles, do we not? A new phenomenon. So we need to make sure that we have a source of spiritual hydration as we begin this journey. And I suggest that is accomplished in the quality of your faith. To travel, you need a map. You need a GPS. You need a ticket. Christian hope can provide a good roadmap. We pack for nourishment, do we not? That extra banana or that trail mix we put into our carry-on. Spiritual nourishment comes from your prayer life, but most importantly, from the Eucharist. But unlike the Lord, I would allow a second tunic because we all like a change of clothes. So as we journey, my friends, as disciples, we should have the utmost trust in the Lord. If we get too preoccupied and too worried about worldly provisions, there's no room for the grace of God for your spiritual provisions. Now, I have found the hardest part of packing is deciding what not to take with me. It's a good exercise, I think, to consider the things that weigh us down, and not just our pursuit of Christian virtue and discipleship, but what weighs us down in our relationships to one another. I think we can each take an inventory of our actions, our habits, our prayer life, whatever else keeps us from an intimate relationship with the Lord, and indeed a positive relationship with one another. I think a good rule of thumb that I've developed, leave it behind if it doesn't fit. Leave it behind if it does not lead to the Lord. So you all can sit here and say, well, this is what I would not take on my spiritual journey. Well, I come four little things that I find very intrusive in my own spiritual life. And I think we can make the journey through life in discipleship without these. And the first is guilt. There is too much Catholic guilt in the world. And guilt can be healthy or it can be unhealthy. Healthy guilt is something we feel when we have failed to live up to our ideals or our values. And when we fail, there is a way to address that. We simply ask forgiveness of the Lord and of others. And we start over, right? But sometimes we do not forgive ourselves. And thus we keep our traveling bag filled with guilt. And that does weigh us down. And secondly, do not travel as unforgiving people. Do not travel as an unforgiving person. We must jettison the lack of forgiveness we harbor towards others. Some of us hang on to grudges forever. And grudges tend to hurt us more than the people we are angry with. And recall in a few minutes, we will pray in the Our Father to forgive us as we forgive the other. And then too, let's not travel with fear. Let's not travel with fear and worry. Now, fear, of course, can be healthy in that it helps us prepare for a problem that might be pending and how to deal with them. In that, it is healthy. But some of us sitting here worry about everything, most of which we can do nothing about. So Jesus asks us to have more trust in God as we travel on the road of life. And last but not least on my list, get rid of ingratitude. Get rid of being an ungrateful person, especially towards God. We take so much for granted today in our high-tech and high-powered world. But there's nothing worse, my friends, than an ungrateful heart. None of us survive on our own. And we need to thank God daily for the blessings he gives us. And that is indeed what brings you here this morning. And that's what propels you on your journey of discipleship and life. Grateful hearts. The challenge, of course, of discipleship today is not easy, and our personal weaknesses and our baggage does indeed weigh us down. However, the Lord does provide the grace of the sacraments. He does give us faith. He does give us hope that can indeed propel us forward. We dare not dwell on our weaknesses. We are rather to rely on God's grace and God's trust. Those are the hallmarks for our journey of discipleship, but also our journey for a successful life. And finally, when Cardinal John Henry Newman was attempting to find his way in life, he expressed his trust in God and basically summarized my entire reflection this morning in God's will for him in these words, quote, "God has created me to do some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to anyone else. I have my mission. I never may know what it is in my life, but I shall be told in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. God has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work." And so it is for each of us. God has not created you. God has not created us for naught.